Macmillan Audio presents The Witch's Daughter by Paula Braxton. Read for you by Marisa Carlin. Batchcombe, Wessex, 1628. Bess ran. The clear night sky and fat moon gave ample illumination for her flight. She feared the dawn, for with it would come the discovery of her absence, and the hunt would begin. The fetters still fastened around her legs rattled against her ankle bones with every stride, a single broken link on each all that remained of her chains. Metal rubbed through young skin until a thin slick of blood trailed in her wake. Her bare feet slapped through the shallow mud, retracing a route that was so familiar as to be imprinted on her mind. Clearly mapped, allowing no false turns as she fled beyond the village boundary and ran toward the woodland. Still, the short journey felt longer than it ever had, the trees seeming to recede before her, recoiling from her boiling panic, never coming nearer however hard she ran. An illusion, merely a trick of the moon shadows. I must not falter. Her breath sounded loud in her ears, loud enough to wake a light sleeper in an outlying cottage. Her heartbeat surely too thunderous to go unheard. She pressed on, at last reaching the cover of the first slender trees. The darkness in the copse was of a different nature.